Good afternoon, everybody. Let's start off with a prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing us to all gather here tonight and fellowship and praise for you, dear Lord. Please be with all those that are sick or traveling. Watch over them, dear Lord, and help us as we go throughout the week. Thank you for all of your blessings, and in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I gotta say, it's been a couple weeks. I haven't been here as much as I want to, and I was real happy today because I was actually got to be here. I got to go to the Palms this morning with my dad and Ben and a couple of us, Annie, and it was real nice to come and see y'all. And that's because I think this congregation has really great love, and that's what I want to talk about tonight is God's love. To me, love is something that I've, my house with my mom and dad, you know, and they have lots of love. And I mean, an obnoxious amount of love. And it's a good thing, though, you know? And it really is, I was very blessed and fortunate to grow up in a house with so much love. And it's something that has never left me. And it's something that I think is backed up in Scripture, too, about how much we need to show love for each other. And one thing, too, that I think that the world that we live in today, that something that I grew up with that I still kind of struggle with, you know? I mean, I struggle with lots of stuff, let me tell you. I don't want to get started on that. But pretty much, I was taught from a young age and growing up in the church here that we're supposed to love everyone, and not just everyone that's here, but even people who might be not so nice to us. And it's one of those things that I think the more that you are able to show love for somebody who might not think deserves love, or somebody who's maybe just a jerk or something to you, if you show love to people who might not, the rest of the world might say might not deserve it, it's a good feeling whenever it's all said and done. And there's a reason why Jesus tells us to do, he gives us instructions on what to do, and he showed us through his life. And there's reasons why he told us to go love your enemies and just to love in general. Let me just read, everyone knows these verses, but hearing that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, the Pharisees got together. One of them, an expert in the law, tested him with this quote, "Teacher, which is the greatest commandment in the law?" Jesus replied, "Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like this, love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commandments." So right there, I think this is just really important verses right here. And it's one of those things that if you have love in your life and you show that love and you give that love to others, you yourself, I feel better, like I'm a better person whenever I have that love in me. And I know that other people feel that love. And that's why Jesus says that this is so important, loving the Lord with all your heart and all your strength and all your mind and loving your neighbor as yourself. Very, very important things. There's some stuff out there that really, I know that myself, I definitely need to work on as being someone who is a Christian, who I just need to work on some parts of my love. And let me just read 1 Corinthians chapter 13, starting verse 4. This is just a little bit talking about love here. "Love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it is not rude, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices in the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." So those are just some attributes that go along with love, and that don't go along with love. Some things that Jesus said about love, and I'm just going to dive in a little bit here. This is in Luke. This is what Jesus says. This is about when he talks about not judging. And I think that that ties in with loving. Do not judge, and you will not be judged. Do not condemn, and you will not be condemned. Forgive, and you will be forgiven. Give, and it will be given to you. A good measure pressed down, shaken together, and running over will be poured into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured to you. So that's one thing. I put this in there because this is one thing that I personally struggle with. And I don't know if you guys have the same exact struggles that I do. But definitely judging is one that I have a real hard time with. And I don't know why that is exactly, but it's a lot of... You can ask Clarissa about this too. She calls me a hater. But it has to do with just like whenever I see something I don't like and I have a real problem with just kind of bagging on it. Like, for example, Asa's shorts. I might call those a little too bright. I might judge him on those and call him silly. But, it's one thing that Jesus talks about himself here. And it's something that we don't want to do, and that's not how we show love. There's other verses, too, that are on here. I'm not going to read them. I think we've known them. It's we want to turn our cheek to our enemies. We're supposed to have love for our enemies. Okay, maybe I will read that. You have heard it said, love your neighbor and hate your enemy, but I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good and sends rain on the righteous and unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will you get? Are not even the tax collectors doing that? If you greet only your own people, what are you doing more than others? Do not even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your heavenly Father is perfect. Again, this is one of those things that is real tough to do as a Christian, but I think it's really, really important, not just for the person who's doing wrong to you, but for anybody who might be around you and see you. I gotta tell you, that to me in my experience has been one of the biggest things that people notice that are not Christians or don't go to church, they don't know Jesus, is if you show kindness to somebody who has not shown kindness to you, that is just, people, in my experience, have noticed that. That is a huge thing. And I think that as Christians, we all need to really hit on that. And we really need to show a point to that we are going to love everybody, no matter what they do to us or whether or not we think they deserve it or not. Everyone deserves love. And that's one of those things that loving your enemies, it really makes us stand apart. Now, whenever I think about the importance of love, it really, I can't help but think about how it ties into evangelism as well. Okay? Whenever I think about being a good evangelist and going out there and getting people and filling up these seats and having everybody, this whole congregation, this whole building filled up with people on a Sunday morning and a Sunday night, it's hard not to go, well, I'm not really doing that good of a job. Or maybe you look at the best people who did the best job as evangelists, like if you look at Paul and what he did for the church and what the apostles did, what did they do? They went out into the world, they were being persecuted, and they still spread the good news to everyone. Now, I can't do that. I'm not going and getting persecuted out there right now. I'm here safe, comfortable, cozy at home. And it's really hard, and maybe you guys share some of this, but it's hard to not look down and say, wow, I'm just not as good as some of these other Christians, you know? I'm not Mother Teresa. I'm not out there, and I'm not taking care of all the sick like I should. I'm not living my whole life. Like, I'm just trying, I'm focusing, I'm going to school, you know? I've got all these things on my plate all 6 days of the week, 7 days of the week. It's one of those things that it can be tough to look at myself in the mirror and go, wow, I'm doing the best that I can possibly do while I'm still here comfortable at home in Ventura, California. But I think that if you look at what Jesus did, and specifically, okay, in Mark chapter 5, verses 18 and 19, after he has healed a demon-possessed man who called themselves Legion, and they went into the pigs and killed themselves, who ran off the cliff. The demon-possessed man, it says, as Jesus was getting into the boat, the man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your own people and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. So how does this tie into what I'm talking about with us needing to show as much love as humanly possible and praying for that ability to just show love, show God's love? This right here shows me that Jesus went from, he was constantly traveling around, you know, he went to different places, same with Paul whenever he was, and the rest of the apostles, they traveled all over the place. And what they did was, is they would plant the seed of a church in different places, or they plant, they do little, they get a couple, they'll get local people, and then those people would take over as the head of the church and grow. Now, take this guy, for example, Legion. He's now been healed. He is a very credible person to those people. They know this guy is an insane, demon-possessed man. Now, he's going back to those people, and he's showing them, Jesus healed me. And he's very credible to them, and he is... I think it's a lot easier for a church and faith to grow off of that instead of just us going from place to place, just asking people, hey, like going, I mean, not saying that mission trips are bad, but what I'm saying is that we all have a role here, okay? And our role is to be loving Christians, to, one, everybody who walks in these doors on a Sunday morning or a Sunday night. What I think we need to do as a Christian congregation is we need to, easy stuff. Anyone, I can't go over and to the middle of Africa where there's, who knows what's going on and live it in bad conditions and stuff. I just can't do that. I mean, I feel comfortable here, and you know what? That's okay. This is my role. Somebody can go out and there's Mother Teresa's out there. There's people who can go out and do those missions, and that is praise God for them. But my role and our role doesn't have to be that. We can do our job can be just to love and evangelize people that we know who are sitting right next to us that we might not know, whether that be in church or out of church. Now, on a Sunday morning, we all need to go and somebody that you might not know. It's very important to me, in my opinion, that we go up and we shake that person's hand, we give that person a hug, and we say, hi, we introduce ourselves to that person. And Bruce has taught me, he's always talking about this, and I think he's completely right. It's very important that we, as a family, we need to let other people, we need to pull other people into our family, and we can all do that with someone who we maybe never met before who's walked into these doors. We can all show love to that person. And you know what? All it takes is maybe a handshake and a smile and, wow, I'm really happy to see you today. And just, we need to all build each other up. And I think we need to build up people that we might not know or... we need to really find people who need love and show them as much love as we can. And we all need to do that as a congregation together. And we need to show our godly love whether we're in this building or we're at work or we're walking down the street. Anytime that I have said a bad joke or I have done something I shouldn't have to somebody, we'll eventually think back on that and go, wow, that was not showing my godly love to that person. And sometimes it's just the little things that really make the biggest impacts. They really do. And giving somebody a hug that we haven't seen in a while, or shaking someone's hand, like I said, asking someone, how's your day? Can I do anything for you? Those are just very, I can't tell you how much I think that's really important for us as a congregation. We are a family, and everybody wants to be part of the family. And to be on the outside looking in is something that nobody wants to do. And I'm not condemning this us at all. I think that this congregation does an excellent job. Whenever I show up on a Sunday morning, I feel like just so happy because of all the friendly faces that I see and all the caring people that we have in this church. We need to really make sure that everybody is getting that. And we really need to make sure that we are showing that love. And I think that if we can do that, we can see this congregation grow bigger than it's ever been. And it doesn't have to be going out there and knocking on doors. It's just simply by showing God's love in the simplest of ways. Like I said, just a handshake and a hi, it's nice to see you. And I think that we as a congregation can step up and we can really double our efforts and really try to work on that even more than we already do. And I love you guys, and I ramble on sometimes. I kind of get a little mixed up because I just kind of do bullet points and don't write everything out. But I thank you, and I feel very blessed to be able to share what I'm feeling with all you guys and keep showing that love, all right, everybody? And we can all do it together. Everyone, we need to pray about it, and we need to show that love to anybody who walks in these doors. And as soon as we step outside of here, we shouldn't be forgetting who we are as Christians. We need to go out there, and we need to show our love 100% of the time. And that's, I think, will be the best thing. That's what God wants, and I think that that's what we're called to do. If you have anything that's on your heart, please come up. If you feel like you need to be baptized or anything, please come forward, and we're going to stand and sing this song.
What a friend we have.